Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We'll probably be approximately about the age of 30. Again, that's debatable, but I believe that's that mature age. When Adam was created, he was created not as a child, not as a baby, but as a full-grown man, I believe about the age of 30. So many things you can run through there, and I won't go, but just a thought. Jesus began his ministry at the age of 30. David, when he became king, he became king at the age of 30. Joseph, when he became ruler of Egypt, he was 30 years old. We see that in the priests and the Levites, when they would begin their ministry and the priestly duties, they were at the age of 30. So there's something about that 30 years of age that's special in the economy of God. So most likely, again, the Bible does not say, but I think everything will be, and we will be forever young. At about that age, of course, age is irrelevant. I'm saying it's irrelevant. When you're talking for eternity, there won't be time in eternity. But just so you get the picture, there won't be a bunch of little, except for the naturalized order, who are going to have children, and they're going to have children. I'm talking about us as glorified people. We'll forever be forever young. For ages, people have been looking for the fountain of youth. Is that De Soto? What's that? Guy, a Spanish explorer. Who was that guy? Ponce de Leon. Yeah, he came looking for the fountain of youth. They thought they found it in Florida. Well, they ain't found it in Florida because it ain't here. You know, they got places. And these ladies are always buying stuff for their face, you know, and, you know, wrinkle stuff and make them look young again, you know, and they have these Botox things. You know, I'm going to get Botox one day just to get... I'm kidding. I'm starting to get wrinkles, you know, get them wrinkles out. Why? We're growing old. But yet, in eternity, we will be forever young. What a thought. Anyway, there's that new reign. And then I want to get to verse number 6 and 7. We see a new reward. He said unto me, it is done. I have that underlined in my Bible. It is done. Mean never again. Never again will Jesus have to go to the cross of Calvary. Once and for all, never again will there be any more sin. Never again. It is done. What God had started in the beginning, we think that God, that Satan came in there and kind of messed God's plan up. No, God had a perfect plan. I want to mention this in my Sunday morning message. Do you know God has never learned anything? He's all-knowing. He knows everything. So if God knows everything, that means there's nothing he don't know. Does that make sense to you? He's omniscient. Nothing has ever occurred to God. So it didn't catch God off guard when Satan came into the garden, when Adam fell. God didn't say, oh, I didn't see that one coming. He knew from before he created the foundations of this world. My friend, I'm going to mention this in my morning message. Before the foundations of the world was even created, he knew about me and you. He knew who would be saved and who were not saved. Elect according to his foreknowledge. We'll get about in that. I'm just saying that he said, it is done. What he started in eternity past, he consummates here in Revelation 21 and 22. We call it the eternal continuum, forever and forever. When he says, this is done. I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Again, we talked about this last week. This is an invitation for all. Verse number 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. In Romans chapter number 8. Verses 16 and 17. The Bible tells us the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. How do we know if we're saved? The Bible tells us the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Let me dive into my Sunday morning message. You're going to hear this a second time. We talk about the elect. It's the same thought. How do we know we're children? How do we know if we're ever the elect? How do you know if I'm of the elect or if you're of the elect? How do you know? Well, everybody is divided into one of two categories. I don't know, whoever you are, you're in one of two categories. It's the whosoever wills and whosoever wants. If you're in the category of whosoever wills, you're in the category of the elect. I'll talk about that more. Don't let this doctrine of election throw you. It's based upon, every time it talks about elect, according to his foreknowledge, okay? But anyway, we see that it talks about that your children, that we are the children of God, those whosoever wills, those who call upon the name of the Lord. How do you know? Well, the Spirit of God bears witness with your spirit. Do you talk to the Lord? I did this morning. I woke up early. Sun wasn't coming up. Hadn't come up yet, and I'm laying in bed. I know this is being recorded and it's being live streamed. We leave our windows and our blinds open, overlooking the lake. Nobody coming in their boat looking at our windows. So that when the sun comes up, we're looking east. And when the sun comes up, I see the beautiful sunrise every morning. Before the sun came up, I'm awake and just laying there. I'm not getting out of bed. I'm lazy, just laying there. But you know what I did? I started praying. I started praying for this church service. I started praying for Gary. Gary, I prayed for you. And again, I went through the, for about an hour, I just laid there before the sun come up. That's why you don't move around the pews, okay? I go from row to row, and I can remember where you're sitting. That's why you mess me up if you change sides. So I don't pray for you if you move. Just kidding. But anyway, I did that this morning. Isn't it wonderful to wake up talking to God? Let me tell you a little something. I go to sleep talking to God. Again, just a little insight of my prayer life. And I don't, when I go to sleep at night, I don't say long prayers, you know, and it ain't one of those, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, pray the Lord my soul to keep. Take. I don't pray. But basically, in a nutshell, it's this. And I learned this years ago. Lord, it's been good to be with you today. I'll see you in the morning. Why can you do that? Because all day long you've been praying, you've been in communicating. You don't have to catch up. Are you before you lay down? Well, man, I didn't do this. Are you following that? That don't mean not to pray. I'm not saying for you not to do that. But for me, if you're in constant contact with the Lord all day long and you think about Gary or whoever, Catherine, not pray. I shouldn't say this, but I don't pray for you as much as I used to for obvious reasons. But when people are all day long, when people I know that are hurting and struggling, having surgery, and God puts him in my heart, I just pray for him all day long. Then when I go to bed, I don't have to say, well, I pray for Catherine and Gary and this and all the list on the prayer request list. Are y'all following what I'm saying? Communicating with God all day long. His spirit bears witness with my spirit that I'm a child of God. If I go to hell, you've heard this before, but if I go to hell, I'll go to hell believing in Jesus Christ as my Savior, trusting in Him. Now, that ain't going to happen. I don't think I'm a heretic, but I believe that Jesus Christ died for me. And I believe that I'm a child of God on my way to heaven. Anyway, I never did finish that in Romans 8, did I? No. The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Remember what we just read about inherit? We're heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Isn't that something? I ain't got nothing here. Well, hallelujah, we got it there. We're joint heirs with God. With Christ, we're heirs with God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Well, it talks about here in Revelation 21 that he shall inherit all things. And again, I underlined that word all things.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word and visit us online at Westwood MBC to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.